ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
If you're all set and ready, then so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, 25 questions in five categories. Our categories tonight are category number one, book 'em. Category number two, flowers. Category number three, here comes the sun. Category number four, yellow characters. And category number five, borders. All right, book 'em, flowers, here comes the sun, yellow characters, borders. Who's kicking us off? Anne from Caulfield's always keen. Hello, Anne. How are you?
Hi, how are you going?
I'm all right, I think. Yeah.
Good on you.
I'm all right. Start of the week. Why not? What do you like here, Anne?
Look, I'll try yellow characters, but I'm not at all confident.
Yellow characters. All right. Question number one. What is the name of Homer and Marge Simpson's youngest child?
Hang on. There's Bart. I'm wondering if it's Maggie. I'll say Maggie, but I'm not that sure, but I'll say Maggie.
Correct. Yes, it is. It's Maggie.
After all these years, things are finally starting to go my way. I feel like celebrating. Oh, it's you. What are you so happy about? I see. Well, I think you'd better drop it. I said drop it. Get your hands off.
Where is everybody?
Hey, man, are you okay?
Won't dignify that with response.
Mr. Burns has been shot.
Mr. Burns has been shot. And,
I've occasionally watched it, and I found myself surprisingly engrossed and enjoying it. Not often, but, you know.
No. And who shot Mr. Burns? It was?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. Was it Maggie?
It was Maggie.
Oh.
All right, question number two. We're in yellow characters, if you like. You can stay there.
Yes, please.
Inspired by his favourite animal, which Sesame Street Muppet sings Doin' the Pigeon?
Look, the only one I could think of, especially one that's yellow, would be Big Bird, but I've never heard of Doin' the Pigeon, so I'll just say Big Bird.
It's not Big Bird.
I thought not. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, no, it's not Big Bird. All right. Steve from Mount Lawley. G'day, Steve.
Hello. First-time caller.
Well, Steve, welcome aboard.
Thank you. I listen to you nearly every Monday night on the way back from a river dive in the Swan River. For prawns and crabs when it's in season. And I thought, oh, my gosh, and you called out a phone number, and I thought, I might even ring you and give it a go.
Well, I'm not going to let you – not letting you go any further without suggesting, Steve, that you might like to hand over that bag of prawns.
Yeah, it's always a nice way to to finish off the end of the day, get underwater for about an hour and – chase king prawns in the Swan River.
Now, hang on. At the end of that, so anyway, do you have any success?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes you can get maybe 20 prawns, which is enough for a meal for the better half of myself. Yeah.
That's very nice. When you say get underwater, I mean, you can spotlight for them. What are you doing?
Scuba diving.
Okay.
Scuba diving, you have a net, and the prawns are. It's at night, obviously. You have lights on your person, on a helmet.
Yeah.
And and you get down near the bottom and the prawns are just walking along. They look big. They look like big brown insects underwater. Yeah. Some of them are quite long, 20 centimetres long.
So you've got a little net, and have you?
You have a net. You put the ring of the net over the prawn and the prawn flicks up to the top of the net.
Oh, nice.
So, that's how we spend. So I've been listening to you on Monday nights for the last, God knows how many years, probably 10 years. I thought I would give you a call. And I also was interested in Hagen's on the Simpson Desert. I did the Canning stock route in a convoy in four-wheel drives. And we never got bogged, but that was a heck of a lot of fun, and especially some of the nights sleeping under on a bed of casuarina needles.
Wow.
Better than any mattress.
How about
we can answer this bloody question.
Yeah, exactly. All right, question number two we're up to. We're in a category called Yellow Characters. Inspired by his favourite animal, which Sesame Street Muppet sings Doin' the Pigeon?
Yeah, that's a good one. I would have said Big Bird Like Your Last Caller because that's the only yellow one that I know. So, Kermit's green, isn't it? I'll go Kermit and I'll say
good night.
Thanks.
No, Kermit's green.
Yeah, I did that.
He's green. Hey, Steve, you enjoy the prawns.
Thank you. Give us
a call again. Bye bye. Isn't that that's pretty good, isn't it? That's the way to bring home dinner. Get in the river and get them yourself. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Lines are free, 1-300-800-222. Grab one. Steve from Yuengai. G'day. Sorry, not Steve. That was Steve last time. Tom from Yuengai. G'day.
Good evening.
Question number two. We're up to Yellow Characters, inspired by his favourite animal. Which Sesame Street Muppet sings Doin' the Pigeon?
Not Grover.
No. Sorry, no. Not Grover, no. Karen from Altona. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Inspired by his favourite animal, which Sesame Street Muppet sings Doin' the Pigeon?
Is it Bert?
It is Bert, yes. It is, very much so.
Live from the Pigeon Convention in Peoria, Bert from Sesame Street.
I love pigeons, and I love how they walk. And I've created a really cool dance called Doin' the Pigeon. Doin' the Pigeon. A dancing a little smidgen of the kind of ballet sweeps me away. Doin' the Pigeon.
Yellow Characters. Karen, what do you want to do here? We're in Yellow Characters. Question number three. You can move if you like or stay here.
What are the other categories?
Book 'em, Flowers, Here Comes the Sun, Borders.
I'll try Here Comes the Sun.
Here Comes the Sun. Which of the Beatles wrote Here Comes the Sun?
Look, I don't know. I'll just say Paul McCartney.
It's not Paul McCartney. No, it's not. Thanks, Karen. See you later. Bye-bye. It's going to help somebody, of course, is it not? Harrison from WA. G'day, Harrison.
G'day.
Hello, hello. Which of the Beatles wrote Here Comes the Sun?
I honestly am not up to date on my Beatles, but I will guess Paul McCartney.
No, it's not Paul McCartney. Sorry. No, it's not Paul McCartney. Vanessa from Cadens. Hello, Vanessa.
Hey.
Hey. Which of the Beatles wrote Here Comes the Sun?
George McCartney.
No, it's not. It's not
wrong.
No, it's not McCartney. We've had a number of people say McCartney. So, I don't know. No, I don't think you can have another guess in the circumstances, Vanessa, but thank you. If you see what I mean. Loz from Lynham. G'day, Loz. Well,
g'day, how are you going?
Not bad. Which of the Beatles wrote Here Comes the Sun?
Well, I'll guess George Harrison.
Correct, it was. It was George Harrison who wrote Here Comes the Sun. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. you, Bob from Coolangup. Harry in the Bay, Adrian, M from Mortlake, Mary in Hobart, plenty of people. Debbie in Marrickville, Karen from Mullumbimby. Elizabeth says, doing the pigeon reminds me of Tom Lehrer's poisoning the pigeons in the park. yeah. All righty. Loz, question number four. You can stay with Here Comes the Sun or you can move.
I'm so sorry. Can you just refresh me the other categories?
Here Comes the Sun is where we are. You can stay there. Otherwise, it's flowers, bookem, yellow characters, borders.
Yellow characters, please.
Back to yellow characters. Okay, question number four. What's the name of the yellow Teletubby?
I'm just going to sing a song. Ain't it me? Oh, is it Tinky Winky?
It's not Tinky Winky. No, sorry,
no,
Loz.
No worries.
See you later. Bye bye. It's not Tinky Winky. No. Jason from Morwell. Hello, Jason.
How's it going, Phil?
Pretty good. Yellow characters. Question number four. What's the name of the yellow Teletubby?
Oh, I don't know many of the Teletubbies. I'll say Lala.
Lala is correct. Yes.
Oh, okay.
It is. Lala is correct. All right, question number five. We're in yellow characters. You can stay there or move to borders, flowers, here comes the sun, or book 'em.
I'll stay with the yellow characters.
Yellow characters. In the Looney Tunes cartoons, what type of bird is Tweety?
I just love those cartoons.
What type
canary.
Of bird? Correct, yes. Tweety is indeed a canary.
I'm a tweet with a bird in a gilded cage. Tweet is my name, but I don't know my age. I don't have to worry, and that is that. I'm safe in here from that old putty cat.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Question number. Oh, yeah.
Thank God you didn't come a couple of seconds quicker because I would have been. I was singing that song.
Question number six. We're in yellow characters, if you like.
Yeah, might as well stay there.
Japanese actress Ikue Otani is best known as the voice of which yellow creature?
Pikachu.
Correct. Yes. Pikachu. Nicely done. All right.
This is the best I've ever done.
I know. I think it is. I think it is. That's well, how many have you got here? Three.
That's three, yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable. Sorry, it's not unbelievable, Jason. It's good work. It is
unbelievable. It's a record for me.
Question number seven. We're in, we've got out of, well, no more yellow characters. So we've got borders, here comes the sun, flowers, or book 'em.
Oh, this is where I'm going to bomb out. I'll say here comes the sun, please.
Back to here comes the sun. Where is the sun if you live in Melbourne, says Joe from Longwarry.
good point.
Yes. All right, question number seven, here comes the sun. What's the highest SPF rating of sunscreen sold in Australia?
Oh, I think I'm going to bomb out here. I'm happy though. I'll say 35.
Not 35, Jason, no.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, mate, bye-bye. See you later. No, not 35. Argo from Yanko. Hello. G'day. Hello. Is it Argo? Argo?
Yeah, that's me, mate. Just turning.
That's all right. Have you done the turn yet?
Slowly, slowly.
Where are you turning into, Argo?
Raking hay.
Oh, you're raking hay. Oh, okay. So you just reached the end of the run. You're going to turn around and come back again.
That's correct.
Hey. Oh, good. How long till you finish?
Oh, a couple of hours.
Okay. Question seven. We're in Here Comes the Sun. What's the highest SPF rating of sunscreen sold in Australia?
Oh, it goes up and up and up every year. I'm going to say 50.
Correct. Yes. Sun protectant factor 50 plus is the highest sun protection rating of sunscreen sold in Australia. Okay, question number 8. We're in Here Comes the Sun. You can move if you like.
We'll try flowers.
Flowers, okay. Question number 8. The King Protea is the national flower of which African country?
Well, South Africa?
Correct, it is, yeah. It's the Protea is the national flower of South Africa. Name of their sports teams too, isn't there? Question number 9. Staying with flowers?
Yep.
In 1981, the Australian rock band Flowers changed their name to what?
Ice House?
They did. They changed their name to Ice House. Going well here, Argo. You're halfway along the run now. How long is the run?
Shorter, but probably about halfway, I guess.
Halfway, okay. Do you use GPS or are you just steering it?
Nah, GPS. Makes life a whole lot easier, especially in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine. Okay. Question number 10. We're in flowers. Staying here?
Yep.
What's the national flower of Singapore?
Singapore. I've got no idea. I'll say lily.
Not the lily, Argo. Have a good night, mate. Thank you.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye. Yeah, there you go. All righty. Mark from Port Pirie. G'day, Mark.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what are you there for? And sad news about John Laws that passed away.
Yeah, no, very sad news. I mean, he lived a long life and he was 90, so, you know.
But I think the best way to announce it for me was Ken Pickens.
Ken Pickens?
You know Ken?
No, I don't know. Ken Pickens, where was he?
Yeah, Ken Pickens. And he went down to 5AD.
Oh, he was on 5AD. 5DN. 5AD and 5DN. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And I want to know, is he still alive? Is he? Or?
I don't know. You've put the question out
there. I haven't heard it for ages.
You've put the question out there, Mark. Someone will know.
Yeah. It'd be pretty. I reckon he had to be in his late 70s, 80s now.
Well, Mark, you've put it out there.
Okay, what's the question?
Question number 10. We're in flowers. What's the national flower of Singapore?
No, don't know.
No good. All right, Mark, thank you. Anyway, Barbara from Forker Bridge. Go, Barb.
Hi. Nice to talk to you.
Likewise, Barbara. Yes, you've been okay.
Yeah, not too bad. I did my big trip, as I told you.
I know.
Before. I'm very proud of myself for that.
I know. You got back. You got there and back, and in.
I felt like I'd swum there and swum back.
And you did it in budget too.
Sort of. I did.
Hey, question number 10. What's the national flower of Singapore?
Singapore orchid.
What did you say?
Singapore orchid.
The orchid. Yes, the orchid is correct. It's specifically the hybrid orchid. Papilionanthe, which is called the Miss Joachim, is the national flower of Singapore. But I didn't need that detail. The orchid,
oh, I'm so glad you didn't.
orchid is fine.
But you wouldn't have got it.
Yeah, orchid's fine. Yeah. All righty. Question number 11. We're in flowers.
Stay with flowers, thank you.
Which 1989 film starring Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner takes its name from an English civil conflict?
Oh, the War of the Roses.
The War of the Roses, correct. Yeah, very good.
Nice.
Alrighty, we're up to...
Yeah, that was, Yorkshire and Lancashire.
Yeah. The House of York, Rose. Which was the... Was that they were the Red Roses?
White Rose was York. the House of York, and the Red Rose was the House of Lancashire.
Red Rose was the House of Lancashire, yeah.
I learned that the hard way. I failed in a quiz doing it the wrong way around.
Oh, okay. John from Sassafras had the Singapore Awkward. So did Jane from Homebush, Joe from Longwarry, Craig from Dudley Park, Tanya from Mount Hawthorne, and lots of others too. Anya Bob from Bunbury, the War of the Roses is correct. All righty, question number 12. Last one, if you like, in flowers.
Oh, yes, please.
Roses Are Red, My Love, was a number one hit in 1962 for which American singer?
I think you've lost me on that one. It went off skewed. It went away from being flowers to being songs.
Roses Are Red, My Love.
No, that's probably more up the other person's alley.
No good?
No, I couldn't even come up with a name at the moment. Sorry.
No worries. Thanks, Barb.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye. Barbara from Falconbridge. Dave from Sonano. G'day, Dave.
G'day, how are you, Phil?
Pretty good. We're up to question 12. We're in flowers. Roses Are Red, My Love was a number one hit in 1962 for which American singer?
I thought it was Jim Reeves.
Should have been Jim Reeves, shouldn't it, Dave? Put a Jim Reeves record on any time of the day for me.
Damn.
Sorry, Dave.
No worries. Thank you.
Yeah, see you, mate. Bye. Yes. That'd be a good one for our... We should get Dave to do that for Dave's disc. You know, we should get him to do Jim Reeves one time. I don't know whether he'd be into it. You know what Dave's like. He's very peculiar. He's not very peculiar. He's very particular, I should say. Anyway, well, we shall gently make a suggestion. Justin, I'll come to you shortly. There are lines free if you want to grab one, 1-300-800-222. Tina from Fairfield's got the right answer here. Good work. Harry in the Bay, correct. John from Sassafras, also correct. Lynn the Queenslander, no, not correct. Norma from Southport, not correct. Matt from Reservoir.
Oh, no.
Yes, I know. At moments like this, your country needs you, and Reservoir, Matt, has called upon you.
I have good news and bad news for the locals then.
To uphold the honour and the glory of all citizens of Reservoir. Roses Are Red, My Love was a number one hit in 1962. For
what's the category called?
it's not going to help you. The category is called Flowers.
Was Jim Reeves, who was mentioned before, was there a country? My guess is that it's a country thing based on Jim Reeves was country, wasn't he? And I feel like I've never heard of it.
Roses so Are Red,
like
My
I need
Love.
To pick a country.
It was a number one hit in 1962 for
Johnny Cash.
Not John Cash. No, sorry, Matt.
Disaster!
I know.
Just
shame.
On the war, just on the War of the Roses, I should say the what Michael Douglas does to that fish in the oven in the scene remains a moment of mirth in my family whenever anyone's. Putting any fish in the oven. If you recall that scene.
It
is still reference.
Very good. Very good. On you, Matt. Thanks, mate.
Thanks.
See you. Bye-bye. Question number 12, flowers. All right. Where are we? Who's next up here? Mark from Mossman. G'day, Mark.
Hi.
Hello. We're in flowers.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
You're in the Mossman, the Queensland Mossman, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah, right up north.
Yeah, I know where you are. Yeah. Now, just checking, because we go all over the country and there are a number of Mossmans around the place.
I only know the other one is in Sydney, I think. I don't know where the others are.
That's the one with the single S, though, isn't it? You're Mossman where you are, yeah. Two S's, isn't it?
Yeah, Moss Vegas, we call it.
Of course you're there. Question 12, flowers, all right? Roses Are Red, My Love was a number one hit in 1962 for which American singer?
Oh, something to do with flowers. American singer. I only know Elvis.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Nah, it's not Elvis, Mark. Thank you. It's good to get him out of the way, though, because I suppose someone was going to say that. Bill from Ballarat says, yes, War of the Wars of the Roses. The houses of York and Lancaster, well, the houses were York and Lancaster, not Yorkshire and Lancashire. No, that's fair enough. After which we get, I guess, the counties, do we? Shez in Enmore, that's correct. Phil, that's correct. Frank from Winthrop in WA, correct. Ian from Dover in Tassie. G'day, Ian.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, morning, morning. Question number 12. We're in flowers. Roses Are Red, My Love was the number one hit in 1962 for which American singer?
I have Tony Bennett in my mind.
The great Tony Bennett. He might be in your mind. He's often in mine, but that's not going to help us right here, Ian.
Thanks, no. Bill.
Thanks, mate. Bye. No, not correct. Suzanne in Bendigo. Hello, Suzanne.
Oh, hello. Yes, it's Bobby Vinton.
Roses Are Red, My Love was a number one hit in 1962 for which American singer? And your answer is?
Bobby Vinton.
Oh, yes.
A long, long time ago, on graduation day, you handed me your book. I signed this way, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.
Ah, Suzanne, someone's texted in saying never heard of him. How is that even possible, Suzanne?
I used to listen to the radio and knew every word, and I love that song.
Yeah. Yep, it's one of those songs, even if you think you've never heard of it, of course you have. Question number 13. Okay, no more flowers, no more yellow characters, but we've got three categories, Borders, Book 'em, Here Comes the Sun.
Try Borders.
Borders. Oh, just before we go on, Remark from Port Pirie's request. I think he probably meant the broadcaster Ken Dickon, who sadly passed away in 2020 at the age of 75. Thank you, Kathy from Hope Valley in South Australia. We were talking about broadcasters, the passing of John Laws, of course. Question 13. We're in Borders. All right. Which US state is bordered by Washington, California, Nevada, and Idaho?
It's not Ohio, is it?
You can't ask me a question, Suzanne, but I mean...
No. Ohio? No. I'm just guessing.
No, it's not Ohio. Thanks, Suzanne. See ya.
Okay. Bye. Bye.
No, it's not. Rob in Perth. Oh, is that right? Jim Reeves did. He recorded "Roses Are Red, My Love" in 1962 as well. I didn't know that. Okay. Well, the song would be perfect for him. I mean, you would think. Justin from Frankston. G'day, Justin.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate?
Pretty good. Yeah. Which U.S. state's bordered by Washington, California, Nevada, and Idaho?
Oh, I did this a while ago back in school. I hope to do a project on this. And I failed it. I know it was a long time ago. I was about 8 or 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, I'm going back to my school days, I'm going to say Texas.
It's not Texas, Justin. Sorry.
I knew it.
See ya. It's not Texas, no. Michael from Kira in Queensland. G'day, Michael.
G'day, how you going?
Pretty good. We're up to question 13. Borders. Which U.S. state's bordered by Washington, California, Nevada, and Idaho?
Oregon?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Very good. Oregon is the U.S. state bordered by Washington, California, Nevada, and Idaho. Thank you, Bob from Coolangup. Bob says, fans of David Lynch movies know who Bobby Vinton is because he featured on his soundtracks. Okay.
That's all right. I didn't know the last question.
Oh, dear. We're up to questions.
I had heard the song, like you said, yes.
Yeah, it's one of those songs, isn't it? It's one of those songs which are kind of if you're listening to afternoon radio somewhere, it might be coming out of someone's open window, but that would be it.
That's it.
Question 14. We're in Borders. You can stay there, but you can move to Here Comes the Sun or Bookham if you like.
Bookham.
Bookham. All right. Question 14. Bookham. Which long-running American TV cop show was famous for the catchphrase, Bookham, Dano?
Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, yes.
Bookham, Dano.
Michael, you were straight onto that one.
Yeah, I was in Hawaii when Jack Lord was filming a series there, and there was a car in a car park, and it came to a screeching halt in like a pile of dust.
Yeah,
and then the stuntman got out, and Jack jumped in, and then they started filming again. He jumped out, you know, and with that haircut of his, it was hilarious.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Question 15. Ian from Normanville says the answer to that state borders is Oregon, and I'm there. Oh, hi, Ian. Good on you. Hope you're having a good time.
Good surf, Oregon. Cold, but good surf.
Yeah, exactly. Question 15. We're in Bookham, staying?
Why not?
You can move if you like. Borders or Here Comes the Sun are available.
I'll try for Here Comes the Sun.
Here Comes the Sun. In which American sitcom did John Lithgow play Dick Solomon, the leader of an alien expedition to Earth?
No idea. Sorry, I'm out.
That's fair enough. See you, Michael. Bye-bye. Alan from Scarborough in Perth. G'day, Al.
Oh, geez, you got me a tough one here, haven't you? Just give me that one again.
Here Comes the Sun. In which American sitcom did John Lithgow play Dick Solomon, the leader of an alien expedition to Earth?
American sitcom. Okay, so it was a series, okay. Alien to Earth. Not the Marsh. What was the one? I left pass.
All right, Al. Thanks, Al. Bye bye. Thanks. Cassandra in Shoalhaven. Hi, Cassandra. Hello, Cassandra. I'll put you on hold just in case you're there. No. Okay, I'll put you on hold just in case you are there. We'll come back to you. Rusty in Fern Bay. G'day, Rusty.
G'day, bud. How you going?
Pretty good. We're in a category called Here Comes the Sun. In which American sitcom did John Lithgow play Dick Solomon, the leader of an alien expedition to Earth?
Third Rock from the Sun.
Correct, yes. Third Rock from the Sun. Correct. Our category is called Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah, go again.
All right, here we go. Serving the suburb of Geebung, Sunshine Railway Station can be found in which Australian capital?
Brisbane.
Correct. Yes, exactly. Serving the suburb of Geebung, Sunshine Railway Station can be found in Brisbane. There is also, of course, a Sunshine Station. Where else? Rusty, this is not a question for you. No. There's also a Sunshine Station in Melbourne, of course. All right, question number 17. There's one left in Here Comes the Sun, if you like.
Yeah, we'll go there.
Our Sunshine is a 1991 novel about which Australian bushranger?
Ned Kelly,
correct, yes. Ned Kelly. All right, that's it for Here Comes the Sun, Ned Kelly. Of course, tomorrow, the November the 11th, is the anniversary of the day that he met his end, eh?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Question number 18. We've got Bookham or Borders. 8 questions left.
We have Bookham.
Bookham it is. Question number 18. Green Onions was a 1962 instrumental from which band?
Sounds Incorporated.
Not Sounds Incorporated. Sorry, Rusty. No, not Sounds Incorporated. John in Hobart. John in Hobart says, roses are red, violets are blue. So goes the age-old rhyme. But I know that roses are blue and violets are red because I've seen them hanging on the line. Boom, boom. Lynn the Queenslander had Brisbane. Yes, correct. Ralph had Third Rock from the Sun. Okay. Where are we? Joe from Ballarat. G'day, Joe.
Oh, g'day, Phil.
Question number 18 we're up to. We're in Bookham. Green Onions was a 1962 instrumental. From which band?
Booker T and the MGs.
Correct. I was going to hold you to that too, yes.
Well, I had a thing, mate.
It was Booker T and the MGs. Enjoyed a lot of popularity for some reason, Joe.
it's not a bad little track.
I kind of it's one of those things you first hear it and you think, "What's all the fuss about?" But it sort of gets into your head a bit. I think that's the thing. And then after a while, it's kind of annoying. But then again, it's not too annoying. It's not too annoying. So if you're right, especially if you're driving along, you know, if you're driving, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good thing to, you know.
Yeah, it's sort of got a bit of bluesy thing about it.
Yeah, exactly. Just hitting the road,
yeah.
Fag in your mouth, elbow out the window. Why not?
Long hair blowing in the breeze.
Long hair blowing in the breeze, that's right. Question number 19. Bookham, that's where we are. What do you want to do, stay here or you can move if you like?
What's the other category, Phil?
Borders is the other category.
I might change the Borders, I think.
Borders, okay. Question number 19. Which landlocked country's only borders are with Russia and China?
Landlocked. Yeah, I have a stab in the dark because I always get these ones sort of wrong. I'll say Afghanistan.
Not Afghanistan, Joe, no. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. It is landlocked, as you say. Someone says, why on earth is it annoying? Oh, well, here we go. There is no gold standard for what's annoying and what's not. It's just what annoys you, isn't it? I don't say it's very annoying. I think it's slightly annoying, that's all. But look, this is where we're going to have arguments forever about songs and music, eh? Harry in the Bay says, Steve Cropper from the Blues Brothers played guitar with Booker T and the MGs. There you go. Where are we? Tony from Melville. Yes, I've got you, Tony. I'll come to you in a second. Cameron from South Perth is with us. He's the miracle man. He's been to hospital and survived. Hello, Cameron. Hello. Well, he was there. I'll put you on hold, Cameron, and we'll come back to you. Rod's on the road. G'day, Rod.
G'day, Phil.
How are you?
Just plodding along.
Plodding along, that's all right. Plodding along's okay. Question 19. We're in Borders. Which landlocked country's only borders are with Russia and China?
Rough estimation of my geographical knowledge is a choice of two, and whichever one I pick is going to be wrong. Yeah, okay, I'll say Tibet.
No, it's not Tibet. Thanks, Rod. See you, mate. It's not Tibet. Ben in Canberra says, there's a town just south of Yass in New South Wales called Bookham. I always think the planners missed an opportunity by not having the next town along being called Dano. I'm not sure the planners look at that, Ben, but you're quite right. Isn't there someone once told me, I'm not sure whether this is right, but there is, if you're heading into Gippsland in Victoria, there's the town of Moe, as in M-O-E, and then someone insists there is one road sign that used to have Moe as on the top, and then underneath it had your lawn. I don't know that. I'm not sure whether that's an urban myth. Question number 19. We're in Borders. Tony from Melville. G'day, Tony.
How are you, Phil?
Pretty good. Question 19, Borders. Which landlocked country's only borders are with Russia and China?
Can I quickly give a shout-out to Sam of Harvey before I answer?
Sam of Harvey, yeah. He's on the board, actually. Yeah. Mm.
Oh, that's brilliant, because I've been meaning to find Sam one day. On the 16th of October, I noted he called you up to mention he was having a 72nd anniversary of a big event, his arrival in Australia. And it so happens that if I'm still standing on Christmas Day this year, I'll be doing the same, 72 years in Australia, arrival from Italy.
Where did you come? Oh, you came from Italy too?
Yeah.
So did Sam.
I figured out that Sam had come from Italy. That wasn't too hard to work.
Yeah, no, he did. He did.
Yeah, probably a Salvatore. Don't change himself to Sam, but a lot of us changed our names in the early days of assimilation.
Yeah, I know. I guess you didn't land here as Tony.
Absolutely not. I had a rather longer name and a little bit too sweet.
Hang on. Come on.
No. I'm not telling you, but I quickly turned it into Anthony.
I've got to think what you are. You're a little sweet. La Dolce.
If you put Eno at the end of any word, you sweeten it a little bit in Italian. Yeah. Oh. That was actually Antonino.
Antonino. What is it? What does that mean? Little Anthony? Little Anthony, does it?
Well, it's a sweetening of Anthony, Antonio, really.
Nice.
Sam almost certainly. I was destined to be a Salvatore if you follow the traditional patterns of naming him. In the old country. But
well,
still,
he's on the board. He's on the board. I'll have a chat to him straight after this. So keep listening. Yeah.
Well, I will. And I'm hoping to head down to Hoffman shortly, or maybe this weekend coming, which is a district next door to Harvey. There's no town of Hoffman, but it's a district next door where I have a friend living at the moment. So congrats to Sam. And if I'm standing on Christmas Day, I'll drink one to you as well, Sam.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the answer is, I'm hoping it is, Mongolia.
Correct. Which landlocked country's only borders are with Russia and China? The answer is Mongolia. Very good.
Oh, excellent.
All right, we're in Borders. You can move, if you like, to Bookham. Otherwise,
I had no show with the Bookham answers I heard so far, apart from the first one. Let's stay with Borders.
Borders. Question number 20. Saudi Arabia's longest border is with which southern neighbour?
I believe it is Yemen.
Correct. Ooh. Yeah. Saudi Arabia is a long southern border with Yemen. Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. See, my text says, I wish you'd kept your real names and not anglicised them. Yeah, I know you can say that now, but in the old days, Tony, you used to get bagged mercilessly.
Absolutely. That is exactly why I quickly became Anthony, and then I quickly told people Anthony's actually pronounced Anthony. So you know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I know. I remember the poor Italian kids in our class. We had heaps of them. I mean, they were bagged in a friendly way, but still, it would have.
My brother was in a class of 42 when he was in grade 7.
Yeah.
It's called grade 7 then. Apparently something like 22 of the surnames ended with a vowel. And there was a boy in the class named Simpson that they swore had withdrawal symptoms. he told that one over tea one night. I killed myself laughing.
Oh, that's lovely. Actually, yeah, that's right. All righty, question. Ah, oh, dear. Remember, poor old Angelo always had the best school lunch,
Oh, absolutely.
Because an Angelo at school, because, I mean, we kids had things like, Vegemite sandwiches, really great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But Angelo opened his lunchbox, to which to which everyone would always say on cue, "Oh, who farted?" Because Angelo had these delicious salamis and all sorts of things in there.
Just... I know the scenario very well, actually.
Question 12, fun times. Question 20, well, not so much fun if you're on the receiving end, I guess, Tony.
Oh, no, it is.
Question 21, we're in borders. Right. Which sultanate's only land border is with Malaysia?
The sultanate. Okay, now, I'll take a stab and say Penang.
Not Penang.
Never mind. Sorry, Tony.
Stay listening. I'll talk to Sam next.
Thank you, mate.
Okay, man. See you later. Bye-bye. And Sam from Harvey. G'day, Sam.
Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Do you know? Yeah, well, good. You don't know. I don't suppose you know Antonino, do you? No.
Hey, okay. What's the question, please?
Which sultanate's only border, land border, is with Malaysia?
Could I just say something before I answer it?
Mm-hmm.
I was listening, watching that TV show, quiz show today.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question. In 1962, which band had a song with "Not Fade Away" and "Get Off My Cloud"?
And you would have said, on cue, the Rolling Stones, Sam.
Yeah, that's right.
Boom, boom.
And the person got it right, yeah.
Hey, did you say, you said the other day you'll be 72 years in this country. When is it? When's the anniversary? 16th
of last month.
16th of last month, yeah. Tony, who just rang me, will be 72 years in this country on Christmas Day, he said.
Yeah.
Question 21, which sultanate's only land border is with Malaysia?
I'll say Singapore.
Not Singapore.
All right.
Thanks, Sam. Bye-bye. See you later. No, if you came from South Fremantle, most of the kids were of Italian descent. Yes, huge waves of Italians arriving after the war, hey? Where are we? Dave's on the road. G'day, Dave. Hi, Dave.
How you going there, mate?
Not bad. Which sultanate's only land border is with Malaysia?
Well, before I answer the question, I've got to say... I listen to you four nights a week.
Yeah.
And I'm a first-time caller, but I've been listening to you for a decade, I guess.
Good on you.
ABC every night.
Good on you, Dave. I appreciate it, Dave. Good on you.
Yeah, good show.
Thank you. Well.
So my answer is going to be Thailand.
Not Thailand, no. Sorry, Dave. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. See you, thanks. We only exist because of people like you, Dave. Good on you. No. Bo's behind the wheel of the tanker. G'day, Bo.
Oh, bugger.
Why? I know.
Oh, no. I just jumped back in the truck and I heard the one that I knew was Mongolia, but this one.
Which sultanate's only land border is with Malaysia?
The only sultanate I can think of that... I think is down in that area would be Brunei.
Is that your answer?
It is now.
Correct.
Hey.
Brunei. Yes, Brunei is the sultanate of Brunei. There's the sultan of Brunei runs the joint. I'm presuming he's got a wife called the Sultana. And their only land border is with Malaysia. All right, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 left. We've got 1 in borders and 3 in Bookham.
Yeah, sounds so enticing. I'll stick with this one. If I get it, I get it. If not, well, yeah.
Well, exactly. That's fair enough.
It's not like I have a choice.
Question number 22. What's the only country that borders San Marino?
Oh, two in mind. I bet you I get the wrong one. San Marino, which one's that? I'm going to guess at Italy.
Italy is correct, yeah. Italy, San Marino's a tiny little joint. completely surrounded by Italy.
There's a landlocked little joint in France too, isn't there?
Yes, there is. There's landlocked little joints in France, also in Spain, I think. Is there on the border with, or maybe that's on the border with France. Yeah. We've only got three left. Hey.
Well, it sounds like we're going for Bookham.
I know. The Principality of Andorra, that's the one I was thinking of. Yeah, the ski tourist town. Yes. All right, Bo. You could win from here. Question 23. Bookham. Which 2005 World War II novel by Marcus Zusak was adapted into a 2013 movie starring Geoffrey Rush?
Once again, I've got two in mind. I'm trying to think.
Bookham is what?
Yeah, I'm going to guess at... Oh, Bookham. It's about a book, so... I'm going to guess at Schindler's List.
Not Schindler's List. Sorry, Bo. Sorry, mate. No, we'll come back straight after the news.
The Mighty Challenge.
We've only got three questions left here. Hey, I know. Monica in the Hunter Valley. G'day, Mon.
Oh, hello, Phil. How are you going? Sorry.
Good. No, I'm good. We're up to...
Hello to all the midwives, nurses and paramedics that are out tonight too.
Good, and I want to say a big cheerio, a big cheers to all the midwives tonight. What is it? Midwives.
Nurses and paramedics.
Nurses and paramedics.
Yep.
Hear to that. All righty, question number 23. We're in a category called Bookham. Which 2005 World War II novel by Marcus Zusak was adapted to a 2013 movie starring Geoffrey Rush?
No, I don't know. Sorry.
No good.
I don't even have a guess on that one.
Thanks, anyway, Monica. See ya. Bye-bye. Thanks anyway. Always good to chat with Monica and get their cheerio. Thank you, John in Hobart. That's not bad. Good evening, Phil. Yes, back on the Sultanate of Brunei. The Sultanate of Brunei, of course, is ruled by the Sultan. His wife is the Sultana, and he's raising four kids. There you go. Nice, John. Nolene's got the answer here. Good, yes. What about Nicholas in Harndorf in the Adelaide Hills? G'day, Nicholas.
G'day. I'm laughing at raisin four kids.
It's raisin four kids. That's right. Not bad.
Great.
I was immediately trying to think of if I could do any better with...
Yeah, I think I stretched it a bit,
right,
still.
Hang on. You're raising four kids. Yeah. One. No, I'm trying to get current in there, you see.
Ah, oh, that's good.
Question 23. Which 2005 World War II novel by Marcus Zusak was adapted into a 2013 movie starring Geoffrey Rush?
It's on my to-read pile, The Book Thief.
The Book Thief, yes, The Book Thief, which a lot of people are reminding me came second in the ABC's Top 100 Books list. Radio National, I think, did a great program, a bit like the hottest 100, Triple J's. This was the Top 100 Books as voted by listeners, and I think the one that came in first was Boy Swallows Universe by Trent Dalton.
I did remember that now.
Novel that gets read by a lot of people. Yes. But The Book Thief came in second. There you go.
Yeah. Well, it's been on the pile for about 2 years, so I'll get there eventually.
we could never have
too many books.
No, you can never have too many books. That's quite right. Two left. We're trying to get Prune in there too. Yes. How Prune never... Oh, that's... See, someone says I'm currently dating a prune. Well, that's pretty good, but I mean, yeah.
Sounds like sour grapes.
Good, Nicholas. That's not bad. Question 24. We're in Bookham. Two left here. Bookends was a 1968 album from which folk rock duo?
Okay. perhaps a bit before my time. I keep thinking Joan buys that, but no. Bookends, folk duet. Simon and Garfunkel?
Correct. Yes. Bookends was a 1968 album from Simon and Garfunkel. Yes, all right. Well, we're
in the end of that line, hazy shade of winter.
Yeah.
It's a pearl of a line.
All right, Nicholas.
Oh, the butterflies.
Nicholas from Harndorf. He has the opportunity to bring honour and glory to the town of Harndorf, which has had plenty of it over the years.
It has. Oldest German settlement in the country.
Correct. He's the oldest German settlement in the country. Still going strong. Beautiful little place.
Yes, pastries for days.
Hasn't been ruined, actually.
No, actually, you're right. Very tourist town, though.
Well, yeah, it is, but, you know.
Which is nice. Which
it's okay.
Businesses sticking over, yeah.
Yeah. That's not. David from Singleton says, yeah, what about the most watched program in Brunei, our current affairs programs? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
It's becoming a bad vintage.
Phil, your jokes about raisins are sour grapes. No, we've had sour grapes. We've got to get a current in there somehow with the Sultan and the Sultana, and they're raising four kids.
Yeah, we're currently ailing.
Of which two are currently in school. Now that would work.
Yeah. Adjectives work.
Question 25, and to win, we're in Bookham. Where are you in Harndorf? This might be tricky. I don't know. Maybe not. Hill of Content is the oldest bookshop in which Australian capital?
Okay, Melbourne.
Correct. Yes, Nicholas.
I actually took a photo of it this year because it's just nearby. What's that fantastic cafe at the top of Collins Street? It's just around the corner from that. Not Pellegrini, something like that.
I think it is Pellegrino's, isn't it?
It is Pellegrini's, is it? Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's where it is. Yeah. Hill of Content. Oh. Hill of Content's quite near Pellegrini's.
Yeah. I don't think it's the same. Is it the same street?
I think so.
Because there's another bookshop in between the two which can throw you.
I think it is. Anyway, someone will tell us.
Alrighty.
Very good. How about that? Nicholas, I'll put you on hold. Well, don't hang up and we'll get some details from you. Chris in the Southern Waters reckons the Bangles cover version of Hazy Shade of Winter is genuinely better than the original recording. A genius cover version. Okay. Anne says, what about the current population of Brunei? Yeah, currently raising four kids. Currently raising four kids. Diana says, yes, it makes me realise how much I don't know, but thank you for the great quiz. Well, thank you, everyone, for all the lovely answers. And John from Hobart for his dried fruit.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife. Yeah.